What a gift that is that you have to be able to minister to people with the gift of music ministry and music therapy. It's good to see all of you, Connection. My name's Jeff St. Clair. I'm one of the pastors here, and I see some visitors out there this morning, and welcome to Mandarin United Methodist Church here on this beautiful morning. I am so glad it's 80 degrees again, aren't you? I've been tired of this cold weather, and for those that are new to our church, and I talked to some of you, you're from the north. Believe me, after a few years here, you will get acclimated to 55 degrees and think it's the coldest thing ever. So it's definitely good to be able to experience some warmth again, but welcome to Mandarin United Methodist Church. Shall we offer a word of prayer? Lord, as we come before you here this morning, we thank you for this opportunity to come together as a community of faith, and thank you, Lord, for the music ministry of Haley and how she just was able to sing her heart here with our children this morning. And we're prepared to enter into this season of Lent, Lord, a time of examination of our own hearts and minds. And we just pray that as we enter into this new season, that you, O Lord, will be with us as we focus on loneliness and as we focus upon your son, Jesus, heading out into the wilderness for 40 days. So, Lord, be with us now as we hear your word being proclaimed. For this we pray in the precious name of Christ our Savior. Amen. I once heard this story. When I was a little kid, I was completely alone. No friends. Mom wasn't around much. And when she was around, Mom wasn't there. No one seemed to care about me. And it was incredibly hard. I was 9, maybe 10. Anxiety kicked in big time, and I remember I used to put a load of pillows next to me in bed. I would wrap my duvet around me like it was a person's arm, so I felt as if somebody was hugging me. I had my own little world, and I would escape into it all the time. I would talk to the people in it. They would ask me how my day was, give me advice. They'd laugh with me. They'd comfort me. I would talk to these imaginary people all the time. I know it sounds weird, but when you grow up alone, get badly bullied, you find weird ways to cope. Each of us have been to that lonely place before. It's a place that I don't like to be. And I know it's a place that you don't like to be as either. And our society is filling that loneliness upon us right now. What took place in South Florida this past week? We all feel as if we are out there in the wilderness walking. Maybe right now you're in the wilderness personally. You're experiencing something on your own self. Maybe you feel as if you're out there in the wilderness, walking alone in your relationships with others. Maybe it's a place in your own life right now where you feel lonely because someone or something that you had is no longer present. Loneliness stinks, plain and simple. There's no other way to get around that. It's painful. It can be mind-consuming. And it affects us and impacts us more than we think. There was a study done by the Health and Retirement Study. This is a federal government study in the United States, and it reveals just how lonely our society is. And when we look at this survey, it reflects upon how the people engulfed in loneliness is impacted. And we see that 28% of Americans are going through loneliness. And estimates over the last few years have increased that by 3 to 7%. So a third of people in American society today are experiencing some form of loneliness. And what this says to me is so often we find ourselves present, but we're not present. We are far out into the wilderness journey of loneliness, and we can't seem to find our way back in. In those moments of loneliness, we can feel as if there's nobody around us. And that moment can be a very dark place for us. And if we look closely, and if we look carefully, we're really not alone. We really aren't. As followers of Jesus Christ, we are promised that we are not alone, that God is right there with us, and that God brings other people alongside us to walk this journey together. Today, as we heard earlier, we are entering into a new series called Unplugged. And this series is really helping us to take a look at who we are and how connected we are, but yet how disconnected we are at the same time. And it's allowing us in this Lenten series to look deep within ourselves, to examine who we are, to prepare ourselves to be a more strict follower of Jesus Christ. It is a perfect time for self-denial and examination. And so today, here we go, turning into the Scriptures. We are looking deeper to Jesus himself, where he experienced a lonely place. Jesus had been led out into the wilderness, where he was with the devil himself. This was a real moment of testing for Jesus. The devil was present, but Jesus felt loneliness weighing upon him. But in this moment, what we see is that Jesus wasn't alone. So if you have your Bibles with you, I invite you to open up the Scriptures with me. We're going to be reading today from Luke chapter 4, and we're going to focus on the first 13 verses. Now, if we go back a little bit further into Luke chapter 3, we see here that Jesus was baptized in the Jordan River. And in that moment, we see the revelation that God, in the fullness, came down and opened the heavens up. The dove came down, and God said, "This is my Son whom I love, with whom I am pleased." And so, see, we see here that Jesus, being baptized, now is entering into this wilderness journey. It's a time of testing. And here, Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit. I love the beauty of chapter 3 and 4 because it's showing the true nature of God's triune nature of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan and was led by the Spirit in the wilderness for 40 days, being tempted by the devil. And he ate nothing during those days. I can't imagine. Because I go hungry after 8 hours, let alone half hour. And when they were ended, he was hungry. The devil said to him, "If you are the Son of God, command this stone to become bread." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone." And the devil took him up and showed him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time and said to him, "To you I will give all authority and their glory, for it has been delivered to me, and I will give it to whom I will. If you then will worship me, it'll all be yours." And Jesus answered him, "It is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and only him shall you serve." And he took him to Jerusalem and set him on the pinnacle of the temple and said to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you to guard you, and on their hands they will bear you up, lest you strike your foot against the stone." The devil's sly here. He's using Scripture to combat Jesus. And Jesus answered him, "It is said, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test." And when the devil has ended every temptation, he departed from him, not forever, but until an opportune time. Jesus spent 40 days and 40 nights out in the wilderness. That's a lot of time for one person. big journey. And this was, for Jesus, a true test of will. It was a true test of strength. Remember, for 40 days, he hasn't eaten. Just know how weak you can get from not eating. This was a true test. And Jesus was offered everything. He was offered fame. He was offered power. He was offered food by the devil himself. And in this lonely place, Jesus dug deep into his divinity, and he shared with the devil that he was not alone, because Jesus depended on God. Jesus was close to God. Now, this was Jesus. What about us? You know, whenever we face lonely moments, how do we respond to those lonely moments? Do we realize that God is with us too? Or do we find ourselves afraid of confronting what it is that is right there in front of us that we desire just to go out into isolation a little bit further and to isolate ourselves from everything and everyone? You see, what's tough is that when we're alone, there's a lot of bad things and bad thoughts that could come racing right into our minds. Loneliness can be very dangerous. Isolation isn't just emotional. Isolation is also deceptive, to believe that things will get better if we don't have to deal with it or people. And if we just miss that unpleasant confrontation that is right there staring us in the face, then we'll be better off. We might actually think it's the solution, but it's actually playing right into a strategy of being overtaken. You see, isolation separates us. It separates us from everything, but it also separates us from a multitude of counselors. I'm not just talking therapists here. I'm talking about people in general who can help you get through this journey together. Isolation and loneliness, it can lead us to negligence. Isolation and loneliness can lead us to inactivity. Isolation and loneliness can lead us to a dullness of spirit. Isolation and loneliness can lead us to a spiritual weakness from within, and it leads us to deception. Loneliness, like I said earlier, can become a very dangerous place where we're left with mental images of how things might never be good again. Almost like lies, like nobody really cares. Or lies like it'll never change. Or lies like it's just not worth fighting for anymore. Lies like that begin to take over us. And it's those lies that keep us up late at night and through the evening hours. Those lies can cause sleep deprivation, which will weaken our will, it'll weaken our strength, it'll weaken our morale, and it will distort our perception of the truth. And these lies of loneliness, they distort our whole being. And finally, when hopelessness enters in, guess what happens to our faith? Our faith can actually become unstable at the same time. And more often than not, in my line of work, it's usually at that point, at that low, low, low point, that we begin to start thinking of ways to start feeling better. Maybe food will make it better, we think. Maybe excessive shopping will make that life better. Maybe an extramarital affair will make us feel better. You get the gist? These things, they don't make us feel any better. And what they actually do is they make things worse, much worse. You know, we could have read this passage today, and Jesus could have just jumped right into the waters of temptation. Like the world could be mine. Or I could have all the power in this world, the worldly power. Or I could be the most famous person out there. But Jesus did not. Jesus found his way out of the loneliness because he knew that God was present. And it's to God to whom Jesus went to when confronted in these lonely moments to know that God was with him and that God is with us. In his letter to the Romans, Paul reminded us that everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. You see, we call on God and we find a way out of the loneliness. As we struggle in the wilderness of life with seasons of loneliness, it may sometimes feel as if we are so much closer to the valleys than we are to the mountaintop. And whether we feel that we're in the wilderness or not, this season of Lent that is before us is really a good time for us to consider the questions that Jesus had out in the wilderness. Who am I? Who am I? And what does God want of me in this life? Am I the best husband that God has called me to be? Am I the best mother that God has called me to be? Am I the best wife that God wants me to be? And those questions, they're not just limited to those. As we ask ourselves these questions in our times of lonely seasons, I highly encourage you to seek the counsel of others that God puts in your path to help you get through this lonely season that you might find yourself in. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10 reminds us that God is right there. Hear the word from the Lord. So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous hand. God is with us when we least expect it. God is with us. Last Sunday afternoon, something was wrong with my voicemail, I thought. I got one of those new iPhone X's, and for some reason, it'll pop up, it'll say I missed a call, and then I'll have voicemail, and it never rang, and it never did anything, so I can't figure out what is wrong with this thing. So I had a few phone calls that I missed and a few voicemails, and as I was listening to the voicemail, all I heard was popcorn. It was like, and so I checked my next message, and it was the same thing, but it was from a different person. It was like, you know, something like that. Sounds like popcorn to me. But I called the first person, and they were somewhat surprised that I called them. And I said, oh, you had called me. And they said, I did? I said, yeah, you called me. And I said, how you doing? They said, I'm doing good. I said, well, that's good. But we chatted for a few moments, and this person said to me, actually, I'm not that good. And this person and I talked for about 15 minutes on the phone about what we were going through in that moment. And at the end of our conversation, we realized that this butt dial really was God allowing me to call this person and to have this conversation that we needed to have. And it was truly amazing We spent some time in prayer and over the phone, and it was in that kind of moment where I realized that we're not alone at all. That even in those random moments, God can speak. So I invite you during this Lent to seek God in humility. Let us walk through this wilderness of loneliness together. And let us walk through this season of loneliness together with God. Because God is with us through it all. Just as God was present with Jesus as Jesus walked into the wilderness alone, but knew that God was right there with him. Let's pray. Lord, as we come before you here this morning, maybe for some of us, we've been walking in a season of loneliness for such a long time that we just think it's a part of everyday life. Lord, sometimes we turn to other vices to try to somehow fix that loneliness. But yet, Lord, we didn't find answers there. Maybe there's been a moment in our life where we were struck by something so tragic or so traumatic, Lord, that it's just hard to say that it took everything out of us. And that there is a void within our heart and in our mind right now. And we just try to replace it with something. I pray, oh Lord, that as we've heard your word here today from Luke, that we know what that thing is. That it's you that we need to replace those things with. That you, God, can fill the void that's in our heart. That our hearts yearn for you, Lord. That our hearts yearn to have that relationship with you. That our hearts yearn to feel comforted, to feel protected, to feel loved. God, with you, all things are possible. And we pray that in the midst of this moment, that you will speak those words of grace and assurance to us. Just to let us know that we aren't alone. For you will not forsake us. You will not abandon us. And that God, you will be present in our everyday life. God, we offer this to you. Amen.
Amen. You know what?